Alegría Macarena, que tu cuerpo es para dar la alegría y cosas buenas. Dala tu cuerpo, alegría Macarena, Macarena. Dala tu cuerpo, alegría Macarena, que tu cuerpo es para dar la alegría y cosas buenas. Dala tu cuerpo, alegría Macarena, Macarena.
Now don't you worry about my boyfriend, the boy whose name is Vitorino. I don't want him, couldn't stand him, he was no good, so I...
Now, come on, what was I supposed to do? He was out of town, and his two friends were so...
Dala tu cuerpo alegría Macarena, que tu cuerpo es para dar la alegría y cosa buena. Dala tu cuerpo alegría Macarena, Macarena. Dala tu cuerpo alegría Macarena, que tu cuerpo es para dar la alegría y cosa buena. Dala tu cuerpo alegría Macarena, Macarena. Dala tu cuerpo alegría Macarena, que tu cuerpo para dar la alegría y cosa buena. Dala tu cuerpo alegría Macarena, Macarena. Dala tu cuerpo alegría Macarena, que tu cuerpo para dar la alegría y cosa buena. Dala tu cuerpo alegría Macarena, Macarena.
Dala tu cuerpo alegría Macarena, que tu cuerpo para dar la alegría y cosa buena.
Dala tu cuerpo alegría Macarena, Macarena. Dala tu cuerpo alegría Macarena, que tu cuerpo para dar la alegría y cosa buena.
Dala
tu cuerpo alegría Macarena, Macarena. Dala tu cuerpo alegría Macarena, que tu cuerpo para dar la alegría y cosa buena. Dala tu cuerpo alegría Macarena, Macarena. Alegría Macarena, que tu cuerpo es para dar la alegría y cosa buena. Dala tu cuerpo alegría Macarena, Macarena. Dala tu cuerpo alegría Macarena, que tu cuerpo es para dar la alegría y cosa buena. Dala tu cuerpo alegría Macarena, Macarena.
¡Ay!
Yeah. Jisoo. You just look like a monkey.
Yeah. We'll be right back. Hey, I'm DJ Doug. This is Beyond All Limits, Radio Valencia. 10 to noon, 10 to midnight every Monday. Broadcasting next to the Makeout Room. DJ Lilith Muffet's fiddling with the record. Will be here in a second. She just played that set, so I'll leave it to her to explain. But I will say that I did request the Heavy Metal Taking a Ride, and that's going out to DJ Matt Warwick and WFMU New Jersey. He loves that song, I know that. He doesn't know me, but I know him. Because I'm a stalker that who listens to the show.
Like, that makes you sound like kind of a creepy stalker, but...
When... I mean, I've totally been to his favorite pizzeria, but he says it on the air. So, like...
Wait, know. What's the pizza? Is it what Pete and Elda's?
No, it's another place in Point Pleasant. It's called, like, Federico's, I think, or something like that.
Oh, you haven't taken me there yet, have
no,
you?
No. I took you somewhere else.
It's in New Jersey?
Point Pleasant, New Jersey.
We haven't been to Point Pleasant yet, have we?
Yeah, the rainy day when you get that fish.
Oh, that place was good.
I yelled at the guy for throwing away our beers.
Oh, yeah. But, yeah, we haven't been to Forked River yet, have we? Because that's further south down by AC, right?
Yeah, it's really far.
Yeah, because that's where my mom is from, Forked River. So we'll do another trip there.
So that song goes out to Point Pleasant.
Point Pleasant.
And Matt Warwick.
So shout out to Matt Warwick.
Point Pleasant, the home of Jersey Mike's.
And Jersey Mike's. And also, like... Shout out to Jersey Mike's expanding on the West Coast.
Yeah, good stuff.
I just had to take a trip down to Bakersfield for some family stuff, and I got to do a Jersey Mike's trip while I was there.
Jealous.
Wasn't the happiest of trips, but silver lining was Jersey Mike's and.
Yeah. Warren Zevon happy.
Doug was a little bummed that he missed out on the Jersey Mike's.
DJ Doug likes a good Jersey Mike's. Number two, when I had
what's the number two?
It's boiled ham, capicola, provolone, lettuce, tomato, oil
vinegar. Is that different from an Italian sub?
It's an Italian sub.
It is an Italian sub. Okay. Yeah, because...
Italian sub,
Our other friend of the family that I was down there with, she just ordered the Italian sub, which I think was like, salami, capicola,
So salami is not on this one. That's like the Italian. This is like a different one.
So it's slightly...
Yeah, it's different.
It doesn't have the salami.
Yeah.
So slightly different than a traditional Italian.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, because Jen ordered the Italian.
Yeah, that's a little different.
Okay. I think that's a
different number, but yeah, number two.
You would know.
Yeah.
You would know. I just got a turkey because I'm boring, but I love the turkey.
Yeah.
But yeah, Jersey Mike's. If you have the opportunity for Jersey Mike's. Yeah.
Or if you're in Belmar, New Jersey, go to Mike's Giant Submarines. It's competitor, which is way better.
Okay, but yeah, if you're out here on the West Coast, Jersey Mike's. But
you're in Belmar, New Jersey.
Jersey Mike's 8 million times better than Subway.
Yes.
But also,
bit of bread.
Also, if you're on the West Coast... I grew up with Togo's. I love Togo's. Because you don't have Togo's on the East Coast, right?
I mean, I've been here so long, I don't know anymore.
You don't have Togo's out there?
I don't remember seeing them.
Okay, well, growing up on the West Coast, I love Togo's. But Togo's is not nearly as ubiquitous as Subway.
Yeah.
And also, Subway does not have a turkey cranberry, and Togo's does.
But we had something,
and I love a turkey cranberry.
We had something worse on the East Coast than Subway. That was called Blimpy.
No, I think maybe we had that here for
terrible.
A second.
Blimpies are the worst subs ever.
We also had Quiznos for a second that was relatively short-lived.
Yeah, Quiznos is okay, but Blimpies was terrible.
Yeah, I think we maybe briefly had it out here, but if we did, I dodged that bullet and never ate it.
There was one in my hometown, and we just walked by it fast.
Yeah.
We didn't look at it.
Okay, Anyway,
sandwiches of history.
Sandwiches of history. Also,
our history.
Yeah. Who's the guy we like? Barry.
Yeah, sandwich guy. Yeah.
Yeah, good. Barry on Instagram. Sandwiches of history. Yeah. Hashtag not sponsored, but he just makes cool sandwiches.
He's all right. He's not like a douchey internet producer too. He seems pretty genuine. He doesn't talk weird like this and do things like that.
He doesn't have a fake content.
Check out the sandwich recipe. It's gonna be the best sandwich you ever had.
Yeah, he doesn't have a fake content voice.
He doesn't go bam when he cooks things.
He doesn't have a fake content voice, and he just makes weird sandwiches. And
he doesn't have spiked hair with weird colors and driving Ferraris.
He's just kind of like this nerdy middle-aged dude that makes sandwiches and talks about making sandwiches from like old cookbooks. So
it's pretty good. Anyhow.
He's good. Anyway.
Okay, I guess I'll read it over.
Back to the music. But yeah, Barry, if you ever listen, Barry.
Yeah, Sandwiches of History is his YouTube show.
Sandwiches of History. He's great. We love Barry. He's great. And he is based in the Bay Area.
Yes, yes. Bay Area.
We learned where to get
Kaiser Rolls.
Kaiser Rolls from Barry. Yeah. So, fun fact.
Yeah, I got to kind of want to thank him for that.
Thank Barry, yes.
I want to thank him with a recipe for a poker rock and cheese.
Absolutely, we should.
I'll write my own and send it to him because I went online. A lot of the recipes are wrong. Anyhow,
wait, recipes are wrong for what? For
because they said toast the bun. You don't toast the bun.
Oh, okay.
So three recipes.
Well, you would know, not me. Okay. Yeah, no, but anyway, back to the music.
We just heard
DJ
a set from Lilith Muffin. I'll let her talk about it. But see, we had Malfunction by the Cro-Mags from Age of Quarrel.
Yeah. Quarrel. So yeah, starting with what we just ended with, and going backwards, totally as per usual for what I bring here, totally random weird mix of stuff. It's usually just like, this is what's new and I'm excited about, and I just want to play it, so let's do it. So yeah, very broad range, but yeah, so starting with what we ended with the set with and working backwards, ended the set with Cro-Mags' Age of Quarrel, which, you know, Cro-Mags was, they were kind of like Motorhead. They were like one of those bands that they were one of those few like early crossover bands that was, it was like okay for metalheads to listen to them, but it was okay for punks to listen to them too.
Yeah.
And, you know, like, of course, like Motorhead and Slayer were like the early and more kind of, I don't want to say obvious because it wasn't necessarily obvious, but the more, a little bit, I guess, known bands. I was like, yeah, it's okay for punks and metalheads to listen to them. And everyone can still listen to them and still be punk and still be metal and still be friends. But Cro-Mags was one of those a little bit kind of like deeper cut bands that was still that too, where it's like, yeah, it's like whether you're a metalhead or a punk or whatever, like,
yeah, I never thought about that.
They were one of, and like Age of Quarrel was one of those like very early bands that was like really beautiful, fucking just like raw crossover, amazing bands. And I mean, I got into them when I was, I don't know. Yeah. I was just a dipshit kid. Like I was a young teen when I probably first bought Age of Quarrel on CD, and and then all my CDs got stolen like 20 years ago, and Age of Quarrel just recently got, well, we got a,
reissue?
I think, we got an early pressing of it in at work, and it was expensive, but I was like, you know what, treat yourself, I deserve it, and so I splurged, and
you gotta buy a certain Quintessential Records for our youth,
and I was like, yeah, I'm like, this was a sex packets. Yeah, and I was like, I feel like a lot of people use the word seminal too liberally, but I'm like, this was a seminal album and band.
Korn is a seminal band.
And Korn and Blink-182 is a seminal band, you know? So we're quoting this because once, like, a friend of ours was at a concert and heard someone talking about Blink-182, and they're like, Blink-182, like, oh yeah, Dude Ranch was a seminal album, and... So we joke about people using the word seminal in terms of bands and albums. But anyway, I think Cro-Mags was, even though they were a more niche band, I think they were kind of...
Hey, they were a crossover band, you're saying.
Yeah. I'm not going to use the word seminal. Maybe that's too strong. No. But they were like, they were...
I know what you mean.
Yeah, again, like kind of like Motorhead, like, yeah, like... Yeah. It was okay for the metalheads and the punks to both listen to them and like, and be like, yeah, we can both listen to this and we can all be friends and be like, yeah. So anyway, love that album. Super happy to get it on vinyl and play it tonight. And prior to that,
Ace of Spades, Motorhead from Ace of Spades.
I mean, nothing more to be said. Nothing more to be said.
I agree.
I mean, we went to LA, 2 years ago? For my 40th birthday, and we went to Rainbow Room, where Lemmy always used to hang out, and we sat in his spot and hung out and had a blast, and the bartenders were so cool and so nice.
We were very nice.
We had a great time and bought some silly tourist swag, and
that was awesome.
It was great. We had a good time, but yeah, I mean, yeah. Motorhead, Ace of Spades. Nothing more needs to be said. Classic.
Before that, Don Felder from the Heavy Metal soundtrack doing All of You, which I always know as Heavy Metal Taking a Ride is what everyone calls it, but All of You.
Heavy Metal. I mean, and again, what more could be said about Heavy Metal? Yeah. I mean, Heavy Metal, like the album, music, magazine... Yeah. Everything amazing, and
all like the SCTV guys do the voices in that.
Yeah, and even well, not necessarily heavy metal related, but I rang up a customer today that bought a Russ Meyers movie, and even on the cover of the movie, it was like, of course, like this chick with like huge tits because
Russ Meyer
loved the big boobs,
like boobies,
and I don't know, I was just like. Feeling uninhibited, even though I don't drink at work, although sometimes I wish I did. But I was just like, oh, yeah. I was like, yeah, Russ Meyer. Like, he loved his big titties. And the guy was just kind of like, yeah.
All right, before titties brings me to our next, what do we have? Monkey Suit by Plasmatics from New Hope for the Wretched. I love that album cover with the cars in the pool.
Oh, so good.
But, like, what's better is there's, like, a keyboard on fire in the background, which is, like, almost,
so
like,
good.
You almost ignore the burning instrument because there's a freaking car
pool.
Yeah,
and, I mean, I weirdly feel like I came to the Plasmatics and Wendy O. Williams party late. Like, I learned and got more interested into Wendy O. Williams and the Plasmatics, honestly, like, just in the, like, more recent, like, years. Mm-hmm. But I'm just like, what... Where was I? How did I miss out on this? I mean, she's one of the most
happens
amazing,
all of us all the time.
Badass, yeah. Like incredible, like not just like punk rock, but just like amazing women, musicians, like pioneers.
It happens to us all the
time. So cool. So yeah, but yeah, Plasmatics, even though I'm late to the party, I'm glad to be here now.
Yeah, me too.
Before that,
Foghat from Live doing Home in My Hand.
Yeah, Foghat, another
Foghat's
one.
Great. I don't own any Foghat, yeah.
Yeah, another one kind of late to the party, but there's... shit, I don't remember their famous song, but Foghat was like... It's kind of one of those bands where like when you listen to them, it's like, oh, like they're so good.
There's like one Bone song.
But they have...
Like,
exactly, yeah. That's what I was going to say. They have like one song that they play on the bone, but I don't remember what it is. But they have like one song that they play on the bone. It's like, it's not like Free Ride, because that's...
Free Ride, Take It Easy.
No. Because that's not Foghat. That's,
I don't know.
But it's like something like that, something where like they that. Were like, they had kind of like a one hit wonder, but even though it's like they had the one commercial hit, they were still really great. And there's only the one song they play on the bone, like, but they're great. But
it's like
Foghat.
Mountain.
Like,
who plays the Mississippi Queen, that's it.
Yeah, like I said, underrated. Same thing with, so many of those bands, like Humble Pie. Yes. Like, so many of those. But anyway, Foghat.
Yes, Foghat. The Tubes World Tour was the song from The Tubes from Young and Rich. That was good. I like that a lot. I haven't heard that record.
Yeah, same thing with The Tubes. I got turned on to The Tubes because of our mutual friend.
Yes.
Doug, who is an amazing musician in his own right, Mission Neighborhood staple and bartender, and amazing, just amazing human, and huge fan of The Tubes. And last time I saw him, I was like, "What do I get?" And he's like, "Oh, he's like, get this, whatever." And so I did, and I was like, "He did not steer me wrong. He did not. I mean, not that I was worried.
He loves Tubes, and Macarena.
Oh my god.
But Los Del Rio. Los Del Rio. Okay.
Because again, like, weird thing, like the Macarena is like they were a one hit wonder. Uh-huh. And what's also weird is like it was such a big teeny bopper hit in what was it, late 90s, I guess, when that
something
song
like that
came out.
I thought it's not what's his name did that? I thought it was
who?
The gay Latino dude who came out, he was in that...
Ricky Martin?
No. Was it Ricky Martin?
No.
What's his song?
Ricky Martin's was...
similar to Macarena, right?
No. Hold on, give me a second. Ricky Martin was Waiting For Tonight. No, that was Jennifer Lopez.
It's a song very like Morocco.
Wait, no, Ricky Martin was With My Only Room. No, that was also Jennifer Lopez. Ricky Martin was...
All right, well, for next week, we'll figure that one out.
Give me a second. I'll come back to it. Okay. I'll come back to it. But no, though the weird thing about the Macarena was it was such a huge hit, but the artists of the song, like, they were kind of like...
Oh, we're talking too long. Our music's ending. I got to repeat it. Hold on.
But the artists of the Macarena, they were kind of like... I don't know if they were Spanish. I mean, obviously Latin, but I don't know if they were Spanish or whatever. But
yeah,
they were kind of like older, like dudes, and you know, not the most like, you know, fit, attractive, whatever.
Give me my phone. It's under your records there, please. Thank you.
Yeah, but yeah, like I said, you know, kind of older dudes, not the most like fit, attractive, yeah, whatever. But the thing that was so weird was like, yeah, I mean, you know, yeah, Macarena, like insanely huge, yeah, hit, you know, and when I was a kid coming of age, like that was kind of like the song that I grew, yeah, up listening to and learning the dance and everything was Macarena. So when we got it in and, you know, I bought it for, yeah, whatever, I don't know, on single for like $3. I was like, yeah, for a fun, nostalgic thing. And you know, I'm like, yeah, if you're DJing, people like to
people listen like
to stuff
though,
yeah, they like nostalgia stuff, right, they can dance we to
gotta,
and
it's gotta move along because I want to play some What's on the Bone in a second here.
And yeah, started off with Hanson,
Mbop, the remix,
Mbop. And funny thing is, when Mbop,
I didn't know there was even remixes of Mbop.
Of course there was. That song was huge. That song was huge. But what's funny was when that song came out, yeah, at the time when it came out, I at the time thought I was like too cool or alternative or punk rock or like evolved or whatever beyond Hanson. And I was like, oh no, like I'm too this or that or whatever for Hanson. But now that I'm older, and I'm just like, yeah, that was a big song when I was coming of age. Oh, yeah. And now that I am older, I'm like, I can look back on it with appreciation and nostalgia, and I can like, same, sing along to it and be like,
I'm not,
yeah,
gonna sing along, but I have some nostalgia. Yeah. I hated it then, I hate it now. That's my nostalgia.
Yeah, and that's okay, and that's, yeah, yeah, okay, totally, that's okay. Like there's certain songs from back then too that like I do fucking hate, like that Drops of Jupiter song.
No, but
that Hanson, Drops of, like, Drops of Jupiter in her hair, yeah.
Hanson was designed for.
You said you bought an organ from that guy where he said he was a hired gun and he played for them.
Train,
yeah.
Oh yeah, I've never heard any of their songs.
So. Yeah, Drops of Jupiter was their big hit. Yeah, and you, yeah, said you bought some equipment from,
I sold and after,
yeah,
I gave him like a musician-to-musician deal.
Yeah, well, and you said like the guy was super nice, and he, yeah, was like, well, yeah, he's like, I don't know, I'm just a hired gun.
Oh, he was nice, but he told me about the band after I gave him the deal.
Yeah, well, because he was probably embarrassed.
He told me
he was
before,
like,
yeah,
I play for this like pop poser band.
No, it's because I would have charged them more. That's why. all right, so that's the whole set. Now we're going to try to play a game of What's on the Bone. We have a text caller.
Ooh!
Long-time listener. Was there a knock at the door?
I don't know. Things? Let me check. Hold on. I didn't hear anything, but I'll check.
We have a long-time listener texting, not calling. No one's at the door. Must have been a ghost. All right. We're going to play What's on the Bone here. For you that are new to this, it's pretty simple. We all pick three bands that we think might be currently playing on the bone. And if either of us gets one of the bands, the band that's playing, we get a mystery prize.
We win a Sea-Doo.
I just said it was a mystery prize.
Oh.
I'm just joking.
Well, I don't know. In the past, it was a Sea-Doo.
It's always a Sea-Doo. I was making a joke.
Could it be something different? Could it be a fully equipped kitchen?
No. An exercise, a fully equipped exercise room. You ever see that on Price is Right?
Oh, with a Nordic track?
Yeah, like a Nordic track.
A Nordic
and a treadmill
track.
And a weightlifting thing.
And a treadmill.
Yeah. Like, no one wants that.
And like the 22-year-old,
yeah,
that'll teach you how to lift the weights without you breaking your neck.
Yeah, so that's the rules. Text caller, listener.
Is
Mr.
it?
Mr. J, I'm calling him. Mr.
Is
J.
It DJ Meta Skeptic?
No, it's Mr. J. It's J. I'm calling him Mr. J. I like nicknames for our regulars.
Mr. DJ Mr. J.
Mr.
Okay.
J.
A new guest.
Mr. J has picked his three, so he's going to go first. He is picking Nirvana, Van Halen, Guns N' Roses. That's a very solid pick.
That is a very solid pick.
Little Hiss Muffet, what are you picking on What's on the Bone?
Wait, so he picked Van Halen.
Oh, actually, hold on a second. I forgot. I'm doing this backwards.
Okay.
Okay.
Wait, so DJ... Oh, yeah. Let's make this official.
Yeah, I know. I was doing it right.
Gotta make it official.
So now is the break from the show. We'll see what's on the bone.
What's on the bone?
All right.
What's on the
sorry,
bone?
Sorry, I totally forgot about that. Okay, so he picked, what did I just say? Nirvana, Van Halen, Guns N' Roses. What is your pick?
Okay, so he picked, and yeah, we can't double up on picks, obviously. So he picked Nirvana, Van Halen, Guns N' Roses.
Yep.
So my picks are Green Day, Kansas, and ZZ Top.
Ooh, I like that. Sorry, I'm typing very slow here today. I'm doing like too many
things. And should I say of those bands which I like and which ones I don't, or is that obvious?
I don't know, actually. Well, I think...
I don't know. Do you think Green Day's listening? I don't want Billy Joe Armstrong to be mad at me.
Just because he came out with a documentary, I'm going to put Billy Joel.
Yeah.
You never know.
Yeah.
All right. Bob Seger. I never get him, but they play him all the time.
Bob
and
Singer.
I'm going to put
Night
Tom...
Moves. Well, because you've been watching Eastbound and Down.
Yeah, that's true.
With the Mexican girl that sings Night Moves in Spanish. With the killer ass.
Yeah, yeah.
But then Kenny Powers, he's like, I'm a boob man.
Yeah, yeah. Noche Moves. That's Noche
Los
Night.
Los Movimientos de la Noche.
Okay, Noche Moves sounds good, though.
Yeah, we'll go with what you said.
No, you said it much better than I did. So
I like your Spanish.
Thank you. Billy Joel, Bob Seger, Tom Petty solo.
Wait. Tell me again. That was too fast.
Billy Joel. Bob Seger.
Bob Seger.
Tom Petty solo.
Not Heartbreakers. Okay. I feel like we got a win in there
somewhere. All right, so.
Winner gets a Sea-Doo.
Yes.
Winner gets a Sea-Doo.
No, they get a fully equipped exercise room.
Oh, yeah, fully equipped. Oh, wait, yeah, the Nordic track. Yes. You get a Nordic track with all the weights.
Yes, all the weights and all those, like, rubber things that people pull.
And you get a Lithuanian 5'1", like, 100-pound chick to teach you how to use them. But she's never going to bang you.
Yes. Hold on. I'm having trouble getting the website. Talk amongst yourselves.
Technical difficulty. Meow, meow, meow. So
the playlist is coming up blank. Give me a second here. Sorry, guys. I usually pull this up before. I'm a little rusty.
But yeah, I mean, if there's any other things that... I mean, I feel like I very frequently pick Pearl Jam for the bone, but... I feel like usually when I listen to The Bone, it's with, is it Greg Gorman?
Steve Gorman.
Yeah, I always want to say Greg Gorman.
This isn't working right now.
Because I feel like I like the alliteration, but it's Steve Gorman. But when I'm driving home from work at night, I feel like you can't see me right now, obviously. But in quotes, I'm saying the DJ is Steve Gorman because I'm like, what are you really DJing? Because you play the same 20 songs on a loop. And also,
okay,
there's a lot of things I like about Steve Gorman, but also he's like, let me tell you a story about back when
the playlist is broken. It says 6:52 p.m.
Oh.
Hold on. Sorry, guys.
Wait, no, let me.
I lost my link.
Let me try it on my tiny machine and see.
I used to have a link to this thing, but it's not working.
Wait, are you just on... Wait, is it 1077 The Bone website?
It never works on their website. You just have to go to other websites.
What's the website?
I don't know. That's what I'm saying. I seem to have misplaced...
summer savings when you...
It's a commercial break.
Oh, my God.
We're not supposed to listen to the radio on the air, though.
Yeah, 107...
I'm looking for playlist, but I lost my link. Anyway, it's very exciting.
I'm trying to look it up on my tiny machine right now.
Mm.
1077 The Bone playlist.
You don't have to say what you're typing.
I don't.
I guess it's radio, so it does work.
It's a military time. Oh, sorry. Excuse my language. I mean, blah, blah, blah.
No, it should say what's playing right now.
Wait.
All right, we'll call this one a push.
Is that correct?
No, because this is the same one that said last week. It can't be Joe Satriani again. That would be impossible.
Yeah, and they still rarely play
Joe. This is the same link I was on. I think this is a mistake. We're going to call this one a push, I think. Unless someone can put it on the radio right now. Because I think that's the same playlist I saw last week.
No, it says Monday, but it says 11:08, which it's not 11:08. It's 11:52.
I think something's wrong. So,
well, I'm gonna try to refresh it. Hold on.
If you love to travel, Capital One has a rewards.
Yeah, no, it's still it's stuck on.
Let's just call the push this week.
It says Monday.
For next week, I'll find that link.
But it doesn't even say if it's this Monday. It just says Monday.
I don't think that's correct because it's the same one we had last time we played on that website.
Bummer.
The bone sucks. That's the whole point of this game. Sorry, Mr. J. I need to find that link and keep it on my computer again. It got misplaced.
Well, so who do you think won the Sea-Doo?
It's a push. We all won a part of the exercise kit. You can get the.
I get the Nordic track.
You get the Lithuanian. Jagus Nordic track.
And you're the Lithuanian.
I get the Shiatsu massager. Yes, that's a joke. Sorry about that, guys. I need to find that link. It's actually very hard to find the link with the proper bone playlist. They used to have it saved on here, but not anymore.
Yeah, sorry. Bummer.
All right, I'll put on some music, and I might coin back in.
Let's do that.
We're running out of time here. I put on a long track, so we're not going to hear it all. But we'll chime in before it's over. I'm going to try to figure out what was playing at 11:50 on the bone. So hang in there, Mr. J. We'll find out who won. Yes, damn bone. All right, here we go.
Oh, wait. No, I think I... wait, maybe not.
long track. We're not going to get through it all. I promise to play a full Sun Ra track next week. Sorry, Ra. And we still, my bone playlists are all dead. All my links are dead. We will figure that game out again next week. The bone's making it hard to see what's on there because they don't want you to know how bad it is.
All my friends are dead.
Yes.
Well, and yeah, and also Sun Ra's orchestra was just in town at SF Jazz, not just this past Friday, but the previous.
I believe so, yes.
Unfortunately, something came up and we were out of town and missed it, but whenever you have a chance to see the orchestra.
Yeah, yeah.
Amazing. More Marshall Allen, but
please
pretty good.
Do. Yeah.
And
yeah, maybe I'll play this full song next
week. Thank you for tuning in and see y'all next week. Same bat time, same bat channel.
Later.